HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Modi on Monday handed the Pradhanmantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar to children picked for the honours. He told them that the awards came with a huge responsibility for the youngsters. The Prime Minister also told them to support the Vocal for Local campaign. The Prime Minister awarded the Bal Puraskar recipients certificates digitally using the blockchain technology. The Delhi government's health department has recommended that businesses' activities in the national capital should be allowed to resume without restrictions. The private schools have urged the authorities to bring children back to the classrooms. The clamour to ease curbs has been gaining momentum amid a fall in COVID-19 cases. The meeting of the DDMA will take place on Thursday, where a decision is expected. Air India is likely to be formally handed over to the Tata Group by the end of this week, sources said. Air India officials said the handover will take place by Thursday. The national carrier began its journey under the Tatas 90 years ago before the government nationalized the sector. The centre announced the sale of the airline to Tatas for 18,000 crore in October last year. Indian batter Smriti Mandhana has been named ICC Women's Cricketer of 2021. In the limited overs series against South Africa, the batter played a key role in 2/8 matches India won. The batter played a sublime inning of 78 in the first innings of the one-off test against England that ended in a draw. Smriti Mandhana was also in good touch in the series against Australia, scoring 86 in the second ODI. The batter compiled a brilliant century in the first test match of her career. Staying physically active alters brain chemistry to protect aging synapses, a new study has found. It said that the brains of older adults who stay active have increased levels of proteins that maintain healthy cognition. The study has been published in the Alzheimer's and Dementia, the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.